This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Andrew Roemke, the founder and CEO of DorsaV. DorsaV's revolutionary wireless technology is designed to accurately and objectively measure and analyze the way we move. You got to love technology. And Mr. Roemke, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So if you would, tell us about DorsaV and also about why the products and software you have created are so special.
Well, I spent 20 years working as a physical therapist myself, and you're often, when you're watching someone move in the clinic, you're often guessing a little bit as to how well they control their knee or how far they move their lower back, and thought that we needed to be able to quantify exactly the way our patients moved, and not only do that in the clinical setting, but also be able to capture the way they move away from the clinic. So that started a sequence of events that we created small wearable sensors that the physical therapists are able to put on their patients to capture the way the patient moves. And they use that in the clinic, but they can also send the patient away from the clinic for a run or to monitor their lower back and be able to capture that movement data. And once the patient comes back to the clinic, they can share that movement data with the patient to give them a true understanding of how they're moving, whether they're moving well, or they need to improve the way they move.
This is certainly a great tool and a great product in the market, no doubt. Now, where can people find DorsaV in use, and what can they expect when their professional is using it with them and in their care plan?
The systems, the DorsaV systems, can be found at your local physical therapist or a hospital outpatient center, the most common places that have the technology. So if you were to attend a physical therapist and ask if they have the DorsaV system, also you can go on to the DorsaV website and find a clinic near you that have the system. And what you can expect is that they'll usually do a baseline assessment. It might be looking at the way you run. It might be looking at how your knee control is when you squat or hop. It might be looking at your lower back and how it moves, how far you can bend and what position you choose to accommodate when you sit, for example. And once they've got that baseline assessment, they often will use a system to provide you feedback about the way you move to improve your movement quality.
Good stuff there. And I understand your products are used for far more than just therapy. Wellness plays a critical role in how we function, move, and even do our jobs. If you would, talk a bit about why it is so important that we understand how our bodies move and what we may be doing unconsciously to have a negative impact on what we want to accomplish.
Yeah, a good example of one of the applications we use is the AMI. It's a module that is, AMI stands for the Athletic Movement Index. And it's an index that's been created to capture not only the way your knee moves and the way you hop, for example, but also your core control and the way you use your tummy muscles to support your core or your lower back region. And so it's a sequence of six different activities that the patient is asked to do. And at the end of doing those six activities, you end up with a score. And so it aligns with how well you control your core and your lower limb. And it gives an indication as to whether you're at risk of having a lower limb injury or whether you're moving well, have good balance, have good core control, and less likely to. So it gives not only a baseline measure, but it's nearly like a predictive score, if you like, to be able to say whether someone's moving well or can do additional work to improve the way their movements happen. And the way that's happening most commonly is in outreach programs where a physical therapist or a group of physical therapists or athletic trainers will go to a college or a school or a sporting group and be able to do a screening of those players or of those athletes or of those students. And then the student has a real record of how they're moving and what they might be able to do about it. So the system not only does the assessment, but there's also an intervention program, and you can deliver those exercises through the athletes or the student's mobile phone to be able to remind them about the specific exercises and interventions that they've been given by the physical therapist.
Most helpful details there today. We're speaking with Mr. Andrew Ronke, the founder and CEO of DorsaV, a revolutionary wireless technology that is designed to accurately and objectively measure and analyze the way we move here on eHealth Radio's health news and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Mr. Ronke, continuing on, there are many different kinds of professionals using DorsaV. How did DorsaV come about, and what, from your background, has made this so compelling?
The genesis of DorsaV was my days as a physical therapist. I thought there was a significant gap, not only in the clinical world, but also in the workplace area and in the sporting area. And so they're the three domains that we work in. And once we created the first prototypes of wearable sensors, we got some excellent investors to support us through the journey of making the device, such that even the FDA have cleared a number of the applications that we use. So we spent a lot of time in the research and development world, making sure that the algorithms worked and the system worked well, and the FDA were comfortable with the type of information that we were delivering to clinicians. And then we launched that product firstly into the clinical world with our physical therapists and hospitals and even some surgeons using the system. And secondly, we launched the product into the elite sporting groups. And so now teams in the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball use the system to be able to screen their athletes. And the third application where people use the system now is in the workplace. So with large employer groups, to be able to monitor how their workers are moving and whether the activities they're doing in the workplace are safe, or there might be a better way to do that particular task. And sometimes in the workplace, it relates to the worker themselves and modifying the way that they're doing a particular activity. Other times, if you monitor a number of workers doing the same activity and they all show that that is the high-risk activity, it shows a specific example and gives impetus to be able to change that particular activity and design out risk. So the workplace application is another really important part where the product's used to be able to look after the workers in their daily activities.
Well, Mr. Ronke, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you and to introduce DorsaV to the audience. And before you go, and in conclusion, looking at coaching, where do you see the future of coaching, therapy, wellness, and the ability to understand how our bodies work? Talk to us about that a little. And in the world of wearable technology devices, there are so many options. What recommendations can you make for our listeners to help them understand what to look for when talking with a professional and engaging wearables in their care portfolio?
I think the most important thing from a coach's perspective is that they're premium athletes. They want on the track or on the field as much as possible, and they want them to be at the highest physical wellness that they can be. And to be able to track how people are moving at the start of the season, but then importantly during the season, to be able to give metrics around, you know, if a player in the pre-season is moving really well and running symmetrically and has no real difference between his left leg and right leg, but during the middle of the season there's a significant difference between the left leg and the right leg, and this is getting worse week on week, then that's something that the coach can look forward on the schedule and think, okay, this player, based on the physical therapist, but also the data I'm getting now, they might need a week off coming up when we're playing in a not as important game. And so that predictive analytics and being able to track someone's wellness or quality of movement over subsequent events, I think that's where the combination of the physical therapists and the coaches can interact and use that data to be able to make better decisions and have new insights as to how their players and their patients are moving.
And that is truly some awesome technology. And again, we really appreciate your joining us here today on the program and sharing some really valuable and interesting and helpful information along the way as well. Where can listeners go online and get further details on Dorsa V and take advantage?
If they go to the Dorsa V website, it's just www.dorsavi.com, and that's the best way to find a clinic near you. And you can certainly contact us through that website if you've got any questions.
And I'd say that's easy enough, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Ronke, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate your time.
And I have appreciated yours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Andrew Ronke, the founder and CEO of Dorsa V, a revolutionary wireless technology that is designed to accurately and objectively measure and analyze the way we move. And for all the details, visit dorsav.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.